ചിത്തചരിതാമൃത് മധ്യലീല ചാപ്റ്റർ ഫോർ ടെക്സ്റ്റ് 54 പാഠരേര സിംഹസനെ ഠാകുര വസൈല ബട ഏക പാഠര പൃഷ്ഠ അവലംബദില. സോ ഹിയർ ഹൗ മാധവേന്ദ്രപുരി അറേഞ്ച് ഫോർ ദ ഇൻസ്റ്റാളേഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ ഡിറ്റി ഇസ് നൗ ഗോയിങ് ടു ബി ഡിസ്ക്രൈബ്. സോ ടിൽ നൗ ഹൗ മാധവേന്ദ്രപുരി ask the people to go with him to the forest after hearing the message of Gopal in a dream and after seeing him point the thicket in the forest that has been described. Now after reclaiming the deity from the forest, it has been taken to the top of the hill at an appropriate place to be installed. What is happening thereafter is mentioned over here. Patharera simhasane patharera. So pathara is stone. So patharera is made of stone. Simhasane. So there was a stone which was shaped into an improvised royal throne. Now the Lord had appeared suddenly, and Madhavendra Puri, knowing this was an emergency, he had to arrange for the installation of the Lord immediately. The Lord cannot be kept in the forest. So he was a traveling mendicant. He did not have any money, nor did he have any means to get money immediately. But just because money is not there, that doesn't mean the service of the Lord has to be stopped. So he got a stone throne. Now somebody may say, if a stone is just a stone in the forest, why call it a throne? Why call it a simhasana? So simhasana is literally translated, is simply translated often as throne. But there is such a poetic depth to the word, to the Sanskrit original, simhasana. So asana can either mean the posture in which we sit, as in yogasana, or it can refer to the object on which someone sits. So Vyasa asana is the asana on which the Vyasadev sits, or his representative, our spiritual teachers sit. So simhasana refers to the place where a simha sits. Now quite often the kshatriyas who are kings, they are valorous. So there have to be appropriate metaphors for different classes of people. So for learned people, for those who are brahmanas, you know, for them comparing them with a simha is not appropriate. So the seat for them is called as a vyasasana. Whereas the seat for a king, the king is also expected to have scriptural knowledge. But certainly, the king is not expected to be a scholar to the level of proficiency as are scholars, as are those, as are brahmanas who have dedicated their whole life to scholarship. Kings have to do many other things apart from studying and hearing scriptures, which they can do only occasionally in between their royal responsibilities. So, for them, the appropriate comparison is simha. So the king's throne is often called as the simhasana. King has to be valorous, just like the mruganam mrugendroham, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that in the forest, among the forest animals, the mrugendra, the king of the forest animals, that is the lion, I am that. So here simhasana. So just as the lion rules the forest, similarly the king is meant to rule the kingdom. And that person who rules the kingdom with leonine power, that person is, this throne on which that person sits is called as a simhasana. Now the Lord is the supreme simha, not just in his form when he appears as Narasimha, but always he is the greatest hero and he performs heroic deeds. Now Krishna combines often both the intellectual brilliance of a Brahmana, as when he speaks the peerless wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita, and the martial brilliance of a Kshatriya, as when he is able to defeat the best of warriors in various battles in his career as a Yadu prince. So patharera simhasane. So, therefore, when the Lord Gopal has appeared, the throne for him is called a simhasana. So a stone was improvised into Simhasan and Thakura Vasaila. Thakura Vasaila. Thakur is Krishna himself. His name Thakurji over there. Vasaila. So the deity was brought and seated over there respectfully. Bad ek pathar prishthe avalambadila. And now a big stone was there behind, another big stone was there, and it was placed behind that particular stone so that it could become like a backrest. So normally when a person is going to sit in a particular place for a long time, then a backrest is required. So the devotee treats the Lord very personally. And although Krishna may seem to have been in a destitute position, lost in a forest, he is God. Still, and a devotee wants to give him as much respect as possible, as is due to his position as God. So Madhavendra Puri had no resources, but he very lovingly and promptly and with his resources dexterously, expertly arranged for a stone simhasan to be made. And the choice of the word simhasan by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami here indicates the devotional nature of the vision of both the author of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and of Madhavendra Puri and his associates. So although it was just a throne and they had no time to make any elaborate carvings or anything to mark it as a simhasan, but because it was being used for the Lord, it was implicitly understood that this is a simhasan. And then he was given a backrest, as is the normal respectful way to deal with anybody who is in a respectable position. Gramera brahmana sab navaghatalaya govinda kundera jal anila chaniya. So gramera brahmana sab. Now the Lord was covered with dust, and that dust had been removed once, but there in the forest itself they did not have much water. So now water was profusely available in Govinda Kunda. Now we remember that the Madhavendra Puri had been sitting near Govinda Kunda after bathing there, and Krishna had come over there. So this whole pastime is happening near Govinda Kunda. Now Madhavendra Puri is not claiming exclusive privilege. Oh, I alone will do everything. No, he is in the village and he respects the local Brahminical culture over there. And he, the Brahmanas also coming and assisting, and he naturally gives them, allows them to render service. So Gramera Brahmana Sab Navaghatalaya. So they got 9 pots of water. Govinda Kundera Jal Anila Chaniya. They brought water from there and naturally wanted to offer the water to the Lord for bathing, for drinking, whatever. But they wanted to clear the water. So Chaniya. So they cleanse the water, whatever dust might have been, the dirt particles might have been there. They ensured that they settled down, and then they started rendering intimate service to the Lord. Navashata ghat jal kaila upaneet, nana vadya bheri baje strigana gaye geet. So now one of the central elements in installation of the deity is abhishek, bathing. So after the water was purified, now that was going to be offered to the Lord for his bathing, for his sacred abhishek. So Navashata ghat. So first they brought 9 pots of water, but then they thought, oh, 9 is hardly enough. So 900 pots were bought. Navashata ghat jala kaila upaneet. And that much water was brought and that was offered. Nana vadya bheri baje. Nana vadya. So and now the villagers, they had a spontaneous devotional mood, and they immediately said, oh, the Lord is being installed. What a wonderful occasion this is. So they also wanted an opportunity to glorify the Lord, to use their musical abilities. So whatever abilities they had, so it became like an impromptu improvised orchestra for the pleasure of the Lord. So nana vadya bheri baje. So every village community has its own. Now, everywhere in the world, there are people of different talents. So some are musicians, some are singers. So they all started, the people started playing instruments. And Stri Gana Gaye Geet. And interestingly, we see here that it is said the women were singing songs. So it is not that only men are meant to sing and women are meant to follow alone. So, of course, here Madhavendra Puri was an exalted saint. And apart from that, as far as we understand, Vrajavasis are generally, what is described over here, there's no mention of any other sannyasis. So, Madhavendra Puri was a very exalted soul. And apart from that, it is all a community of grihasthas. And they were all now celebrating. So, the women were jubilantly singing and glorifying the Lord through sweet devotional songs. Keha gaye keha nache mahotsav haila dadhi dugdha ghrit aila grame yat chil. So, keha gaye keha nache, and as the celebration was going on, some people were dancing, some people were singing. So, mahotsav haila, and essence is what is a big festival. There was a spontaneous order that was there because all of them were united in their desire to glorify the Lord according to whatever talent they had. Those who had talent to sing, they sang. Those who had talent to dance, they danced. And then those who had talent to cook, they were arranging for that also. That is being described now. Dadhi dugdha ghruta aila, ghruta aila. So, curd, milk, ghee. And that was brought. And how much it was brought? Grame yata chil. As much as it was there, it is all brought together. And the idea was, oh, the Lord has appeared over here. Let us offer whatever we can to Him. Whatever we have, as much as we have. It is an occasion of profound celebration that the Lord, who is our Master, has chosen to reappear over here. So, let us welcome Him by offering Him the best that we can. And such is the mood of devotion where everybody wants to serve jubilantly and celebrate in the Lord's joy. Thank you.